Iran's college-age students are searching for truth. The arrest of Christians in Eritrea baffles a religious rights group. And there's great news about the church in China. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Iran's security forces temporarily closed Tehran University's gates after hundreds of students staged anti-government protests yesterday. David Harder of Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, says desperate Iranians have sought comfort in Sat7 Pars, their Persian channel.
They're looking for hope, they're looking for answers, and Sat7 Pars is able to be a channel that the Lord Jesus is using to touch and change lives.
Harder's encouraging Christians to be proactive.
We need to be praying really hard for Iran, for protection of the Christians, and really that this situation would be taken care of and that there'd be more freedom for everyone in that country and that the churches would be allowed to operate.
Overcoming the country's ban on satellite television, Sat7 Pars is broadcasting prayers for peace and is displaying encouraging scripture verses to viewers. You can help Sat7 Pars develop new programming with your financial gift. We'll connect you at missionnetworknews.org. Next, International Christian Concern confirms our report yesterday of 30 Christians being arrested in Eritrea. ICC's Jonathan Racho says a prayer meeting was raided by police. Racho was baffled by their arrests.
They don't pose any security risk to the country. These are just ordinary people coming together to pray. It doesn't make any sense to arrest grandmoms and moms.
Many human rights observers have accused Eritrea of human rights violations, but Racho says
Eritrean officials continue to deny that they are violating the freedom of religion of their people. They continue to deny that they are imprisoning Christians. I mean, this is just unbelievable.
While the atrocities are great, Racho knows the underground church is growing.
People are coming to Christ because people are desperate, because there is a rampant poverty and starvation and all that, and people are finding hope in Jesus Christ, and they know that's the only hope that they have.
In the meantime, ICC is helping support the families of these imprisoned believers. You're listening to Mission Network News.
The wonderful news about China today is that the church is exploding all over the place. They don't have enough Bible schools and seminaries to train their emerging Christian leaders.
That's China Partners' Eric Berklin. China Partners recently returned from Zhangji province, where they helped provide a solution to this problem. Berklin says they're working with churches to develop training centers that invite lay pastors to come and learn more about ministering.
We do not teach very much on methodology, on how to grow a church, for instance, or how to evangelize. We do much more of spiritual formation type training.
This training allows pastors to go back to their congregations prepared to disciple and lead.
These lay pastors, once they receive the training, go back to their respective townships and villages and minister to the people that God has called them to.
Pray that God would continue to work through pastors to move in China. And at Urbana 09, the world's largest student missions conference, Poverty Tracks will deal with poverty head-on. MNN's Elisa Whiteman reports.
Urbana participants can choose to focus their attention on the issue of poverty this year, and hopefully for years to come. InterVarsity Christian Fellowship Scott Bessenecker says,
each of the Poverty Tracks is going to try to give students opportunity to engage the issue of poverty in a hands-on way.
Students in the Poverty Tracks may run a slave-free world market at the Urbana Bookstore or raise awareness with a human wrong project. Students in the Domestic Poverty Track have a unique opportunity.
Students will hear from pastors who are living and working in some of the hard neighborhoods in East St. Louis, Illinois, St. Louis, Missouri, taking them on prayer walks to pray for and engage poverty at a face-to-face level.
Pray that these students would get a chance to share their faith. For more on Urbana, visit our website. Elisa Whiteman, Mission Network News.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. During Christmas, it's easy to get caught up in the hustle and bustle of the season. We want to help you keep your mind on the Christ of Christmas. Mission Network News is making available the new Chris Tomlin Christmas CD, Glory in the Highest, Christmas Songs of Worship, for a gift of any amount. Get your copy by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.